If you ate fruit and also food that are the shiva minim, you do not have to make a bona fide in the fruit. It's covered in the eight, since it is a priya eight. But if you ate fruit and you drank wine, or the apple and you drank wine, then he does have to make a separate bracha and a verba in the process, because since in the wine is ala geffen, and geffen does not include other fruits. Surely if you ate other types of foods that are not included in the ala geffen, ala peyot, ala nichia, he has to make independent bracha on that. Even though nichia, the birum, to say maybe nichia covers all type of other foods, no, nichia is specifically for the grains, so if you make an ala nichia, you also have to make a verba in the process. If the person drank wine and he ate grapes, the grapes are also priya gofen. So, and the question is al hagefen that he says in the wine, does that cover the grapes also? It doesn't cover other foods. What about grapes? It does come from a gefen. Even though the Mechaber paskin that he still has to make an independent bracha for the grapes. The apples, has to make a part of the process. So, the evidence, somebody ate grapes and he made al hagefen, then he's Yiddish. You know, the evidence, he ate the Mechaber is still, since not what Chazal comes to when you make the bracha ala geffen, you make a burning process. Guru brings if you drank wine and you had kavanah to pack of the grapes. But you shouldn't do that. But if you did that, then you don't make a bracha on the grapes. Hey, Katim, you can make a bracha on the grapes. So don't do it.